The war in Iraq could well be a deciding factor in some congressional races this fall. Democrats are hoping that issue and popular discontent might help them retake control of one or both houses of Congress. Yesterday, we spoke with experts on how language is used in the debate about the war. Today, we're joined by two members of Congress up for re-election to talk about how Iraq is playing in their campaigns. Both are in what are expected to be tight races, Republican Christopher Shays of Connecticut and Democrat Julia Carson of Indiana. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Nice to be with you.
And Congressman Shays, let me start with you. You have been a consistent advocate of staying in Iraq, but that position is quite a bit at odds with the position of most of the voters in your state and in your district. And a lot of people seem to think that that is a key vulnerability for you this November. I've read even your mother thinks that's so. Do you think it's true?
Well, even my mother thinks it's a vulnerability, and mothers are never wrong. So let's accept it as a political vulnerability, but that's not the way you can decide issues of war and peace. The bottom line for me is this. We attacked Iraqis. We abolished their army, their police, and their border patrol. They are now able to defend themselves. 42% of their people are defended by Iraqis. There's still 58% that aren't. We can't leave and leave 58% of the Iraqis without protection.
Congressman, I've been looking at the website of your opponent, Democrat Diane Farrell, and she is really putting your position on Iraq front and center. She's got a budget clock, a running tally of the cost of the war ticking upward, and she wants you to debate on this issue. Why not do that?
Well, I will debate. We'll have debates in September and October.
But specifically on Iraq, she's saying, and do it
now. We should have debates specifically on Iraq in September and October. Now, I do discuss Iraq with my constituents. I had a whole set of community meetings in the early part of this year and then back in April. The bottom line is, as a member of Congress, I'm doing my job meeting with my constituents.
Congresswoman Carson, let me turn to you. You voted against the war back in 2002. You also voted last week against the resolution in the House that praised U.S. troops, said the U.S. will prevail in the war on terror, and also said don't set a date for withdrawal. Do you think that vote is going to be cast in this election campaign as Julia Carson does not support our U.S. troops?
What happened was in October of 2002, when I was in the midst of one of the most vicious campaigns that I've been in since I've been in Congress, I voted against the resolution to convey the power of the war to the President of the United States. I think in public service, as a public servant, you have to do what your heart tells you to do. You cannot cast votes based purely on political expectations.
Congresswoman, you heard Congressman Shays talking about the town meetings he's had back home in Connecticut. When you go home to Indiana, are you hearing from your constituents about the war in Iraq?
Oh, absolutely. And I've had people that were adamantly opposed to me for voting against the first resolution that's out. I haven't heard from any this time. So I think by now people know where I stand. I support the troops unequivocally. I don't think we can do enough for them. We got a lot of 2,500 fatalities, and we got 18,000 soldiers who have been wounded. And America has to pay for that one way or another. And I just think that because I do love the troops, I'm so fond of the troops, that we can develop. We're very smart people in this country. We can develop a way that we can pull out of Iraq without everybody knowing about it. We did it in Vietnam.
Without everybody knowing about it? What do you mean?
I'm saying set the date June 27, 2006. That's the date we're going to pull out. We don't have to announce that, but we can at the same time be preparing for a withdrawal.
Congressman Shays, when you held those town meetings in Connecticut, what were you hearing? How angry are people back home?
Well, I'd say that I represent a district that probably opposes this more than almost any other district in congressional district in the country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that probably 60% think it was a mistake to go in, but I would say that more than 50% feel it would be a mistake to leave before we get the job done.
I'd like to ask both of you whether you think this issue, the war in Iraq, will be a voting issue, the voting issue for a lot of people in your district. First, Congressman Shays?
Well, I don't think I'd be in a close election if it weren't for the war in Iraq, and I understand that. I mean, I voted to go in there. I said we would find weapons of mass destruction, and we didn't. So I have people angry about that, and I accept that. And then I have people that aren't happy that I believe that we need to complete the job. I still hope to win, but if I lose, I'll lose on an issue that I believe strongly in and on a position I believe strongly in.
Congresswoman Carson, do you think that a lot of people back home in Indiana will be voting on this issue, that this will be the thing that makes up their mind?
I think that it will be an issue. I think unemployment, education, violence in other ways is also paramount to the war in Iraq.
Thanks very much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Julia Carson, Democrat of Indiana, and Congressman Chris Shays, Republican of Connecticut.